When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I got caught off by the Christmas music. You know what I forgot, though? I think I've talked about how, like, I don't have, like, a ranking of Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered, oh, I have a Christmas playlist that I just never think about. And I dropped that in. And so I have also jumped into, like, the Christmas spirit all the way around.
Of course.
We'll see if the Astros are going to be in a Christmas spirit move. As Chandler Rome is tweeting about a potential gift that they might have. Astros and free agent first baseman Christian Walker are in serious talks, progressing towards a deal. According to him and Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. So, hey, that's going to be something to watch.
Okay.
We might talk about that a little bit more and what's popping. But we are moving and we are careening very I keep using that word and I always feel weird.
Careen has a bad connotation.
It does because like it almost feels like you're moving towards the accident. Yeah. Sort of, but we're on a path.
Forging toward. Something better than careening. Careening sounds like you're
I didn't even know what the hell that meant. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
I keep trying not to use the word in this.
A better word than careening towards Saturday. 713-572-4610. And we're the word people.
I guess is that gonna be the sub? Heading of our show is the word people.
The word people.
But
the smart show.
Oh God.
Yeah. I don't know if that's.
I think
true.
Seth and Sean will have something to say about that.
Yeah. Using words that are not. Super, I guess, common or whatever.
The grammar geeks.
Like, that's not, that doesn't make sense.
Hey, if you throw Seth Payne on this show, man, it's going to be a lot of measuring around here, man. All type of big words.
That is true. Seth do be using some, but he uses them better. Like, he throws them in nice and easy. Speaking of words, let's get some words from Kansas City Chiefs folks, as that is the opponent in this one. Let's kind of get some perspective there. And I kind of want to start with the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, because one of the things that popped up was the idea of one Marquise Hollywood Brown possibly returning for the first time in the regular season for this team. I know that he had gotten injured for the Chiefs in training camp. And so Andy Reid, will Hollywood Brown actually be ready for this week?
Yeah, there's a good chance on that.
How's Hollywood looked? I mean, he's done
a nice job. I mentioned earlier just about it wasn't his leg, so he's been able to run and keep himself in running shape. But the rest of it, where the surgery wasn't that, it looked good. He was doing fine, yeah.
Barreling.
Okay, this is just going to be...
it just hit me.
Somebody said veering towards...
Barreling, that
trudging
sounds good.
Trudging sounds like we're laboring
trudging
towards...
Trudging is hard. Barreling, like you're barreling, like you're good. Head down, you know, running hard, barreling toward that game.
That's, okay. I feel like you're
Chris
Berman.
Why don't we just
Chris
say headed towards the game? Yeah.
That's too easy.
Let's keep it simple.
That feels like Chris Berman, rumbling, bumbling, stumbling towards the football game. No, I find this to be a very interesting part of this game. The return of Marquise Brown to the Kansas City Chiefs, because that's one of the things that this team, we know for the last few years that they've really looked forward to is a wide receiving threat. And obviously, DeAndre Hopkins is one of those, but DeAndre Hopkins is a particular type of threat. He is the, I guess, I don't know, I always view it as he's always open, right? Even if he's not. He is, if there's dudes on him, in fact, the first game that he played when he made his way from Tennessee to Kansas City was just, He was in triple coverage, and they threw that thing up there, and he came down with it. As we've seen many a times when he was wearing the battle red, and he was wearing the deep steel blue mm-hmm. here in Houston. That is one type of guy. I think the other type of guy is something that Xavier Worthy was drafted to kind of give them some semblance of, and then also that clearly Marquise Brown was brought in, mm-hmm. which is a guy that has the speed that can get Patrick Mahomes back to kind of that deep threat that we saw before. Teams kind of put that too high safety over top, that too high shell over him all the time, and then also that you could tell that they want to get back to. And especially this year, Patrick Mahomes has wanted to kind of throw the ball deep, almost somewhat recklessly. And I think that that's going to be an interesting thing, because what is something that we've talked about with this Texans defense a lot, at least prior to the last few weeks when it feels like they've really locked in on a different level?
Oh, that secondary, man.
Those explosive plays. So this is going to be a very interesting part for me in this game, is seeing how much, you know, with the clear want and desire that that Kansas City Chiefs offense has to try and get the ball downfield, and adding a player who you imagine should be able to address that. How much are they going to try and test the safeties and Kalen Bullock and Eric Murray, and then how much obviously Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter? What are those challenges that they're going to put up, and then how does this defense respond to it? Does it look like the turnover defense that this team has really leaned heavily into of late, which I imagine yes, or is there a possibility that some of those explosives that we saw teams not connect on could possibly happen in this?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, and I think, you know, as much as the Chiefs have not been an overwhelming offense, I was mentioning earlier, they've scored 429 points all year. The Texans have scored 428. They only have 1 point more, which is kind of a weird quirk. But they are entering this game, Reggie, with a lot more weapons than they've had of late. You mentioned Hopkins and Brown, Xavier Worthy. They're pretty healthy, you know, at running back. Travis Kelce, of course. They have other tight ends that they're going to be able to use. So they have weapons,
but what's
like
funny,
they haven't had much, you know, this year.
This defense has actually been pretty good against tight ends.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I've always thought that was going to be like the weak spot.
That's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, although I guess Jonnu Smith had his day mm-hmm. Against this defense. So I guess we could probably, the overall trend isn't always line up with the immediate situation. And here we go. More words coming in. Rushing headlong towards, bull rushing towards some football, crescendoing towards the game tomorrow. I kind of like that one, to be completely honest. But how about this? As we continue hearing from some Kansas City Chiefs on this game, Justin Reed, a man that we're familiar with, He was talking about this Texans offense in a way, and I found this to be interesting. This is Justin Reed talking about Joe Mixon and his ability to not only run but also be a pass catcher.
Yeah, just to have an awareness of him, just because he does such a good job out of the backfield. I mean, running the ball, he's able to find his cuts, he's patient. And then in the pass game, in the screen game, he's able to find some explosive plays. So he was doing it in Cincinnati too, so this is a guy who has a track record of it. And it's just about having awareness of where he's at and trying to take away what they want to do.
And that's going to be their, you know, that's what the Chiefs are doing. I mean, they like everybody else at this point, you know, stop Joe Mixon, take your chances everywhere else, especially in must pass situations.
Sure, yeah. But it was interesting to see in the Miami Dolphins game. Now, it stunk that he had to be the leading receiver yards-wise, mm-hmm. but it was interesting to see that the Texans clearly made an effort to get him the football in some space and allow him to do some of that where, mm-hmm. you know, dump it off to him or intentionally kind of get him. Maybe like a screen or something adjacent in the flats and allow him to get some space and do that. That's something that I know Mark Vandermeer has been pounding
we've
the table
all
for
and
that we've
all that. Yeah.
wanted to see some. Do you think that that continues to be a way that this Texas team can maybe find some juice, especially throwing the football, getting the football into a clear playmaker and a difference maker into his hands?
I think it's almost necessity at this point. You know, you don't know. You know what you're getting out of Nico. Dalton, okay, you know, as I mentioned, you know, he's been all right, but the dude still has, in seven fewer games, fewer catches than Stephon Diggs had in eight, so he's been okay, but not exactly what we thought we would get. So that leads to, well, there's a little bit of uncertainty with Mechie, obviously. Tank Dell, kind of, sort of, is playing well. The one you can count on is Joe Mixon. So the one you can count, if you can count on him, you get him the ball any way you can. So I'd say Joe Mixon for sure.
Yeah, I want to see that continue. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I want to see them be able to run the football. But one of the things that early on in the season, or maybe not even just early on in the season, but I always think about if you're in a space where you're like, the run game isn't quite where you want it. Mm-hmm. I just always go back to those like late aughts New England Patriots teams where they got to a place where they were like, hey, we're not running the football great, but what we'll do is, We'll just quick pass. Quick passing game will serve as a substitute. And I do wonder if some of that, like where you've seen them try and get the ball to wide receivers and that doesn't always work well. But how about the running backs getting it to them, but just in a different way mm-hmm. and allowing them to kind of do some of the things that the run game does to a defense. But with, you know, getting the ball out quickly and specifically to someone like Joe Mixon, who, you know, can make some hay. And so I think that was one of the things that was cool about seeing them implement that in the Dolphins game. And I hope that continues forward.
And don't forget Tank Dell. You know, Bobby Slowick this week was talking about how cool it was to get the ball into his hands in special teams. Of course, that's Frank Ross and D'Amico's decision. But what Tank Dell can do in special teams. But clearly Bobby Slowick has been, you know, wanting to find different ways. You know, he's the king of the end around. I think he talked about this week as well. Their biggest, quote, explosive play was on an end around to Tank Dell. Their
15 yards. Yeah,
their only explosive
correct.
Play. So maybe, you know, just space, maybe even screens, you know, just get him in that space, end arounds, et cetera.
Yeah, but the thing about screens is, with this team, I don't know why.
No, it hadn't worked.
Because I had that moment again that I think we've all had this season where you're watching other football games and you're like, oh, wow, look, a screen that the team ran, and it worked. Like, that's incredible. That's how they're supposed to look.
The Dolphins were like, oh, that's how you do it.
Right. that's how screens how work. That. Yeah, so, look, I think that, yes, I would like to see them, but I'd also like to see them work more often. As we continue getting some audio from the other side, from the Kansas City Chiefs, I wanted to hear from Steve Spagnuolo. We were mentioning earlier Charles Menhu, and I think that his reintroduction to this Kansas City Chiefs team over the last couple of weeks has been really big. And I kind of wanted to hear from the man himself about Charles Menhu and how he's impacting games for the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, listen, you guys know how I feel about Charles. It was good to get him back, and it was going to take a little while to kind of amp him up. He's playing a little bit more and more, a little bit more on first and second down now, which is a good thing for us when they decide to throw it. He's getting better in the run game. That takes a little while. I mean, remember, he steps into this thing with really no padded practices since the Baltimore game, you know, a year ago. So that's taken a little while, but I think he's getting there, and I'm glad we got him, and we just need everybody, you know, everybody up front to kind of play like we did last week to help everybody else on the back end.
And speaking of getting healthy and having more of their weapons, I mean, who's going to be big? He's played, as you just heard, you know, he was out for a long time, but has played three games, gotten progressively better, had a sack in his last game. So I think Omenihu playing first and second down against the Texans, you might see a lot of that because he's known more of as a pass rusher, but the Texans, you know, against all opponents, and you end up seeing them pass a lot earlier on first and second down.
Yeah, well, at least they've started doing that a little bit more to try and keep themselves ahead of the chains, which, thank you, appreciate that. That's helpful. But yeah, man, I think, and this ties in what we were previously talking about. Some of those things that get the ball out quicker are going to be useful, because one of the things that you can look at kind of the remainder of the entirety of the season, you can go, this Chiefs team doesn't generate a lot of pressure, but that's different once you bring in more pass rushers. For a long time, it felt like it was just Chris Jones, who, yes, bad man, number 95, know where he is. And then George Karlaftis, who's kind of been off of that. But they, I mean, you could find third downs where Chris Jones was having to move to the outside because they did not have what they felt was enough credible pass rushing threats in those downs. Charles Manihu can be that 100%. And so now you have more of those threats on the defensive line where maybe they'll be able to generate more pressure with those four. And don't forget, Spags likes blitzing as well.
Yeah.
And how do you slow down a pass rush that's getting there? I'm not saying that they absolutely will. This is the challenge that is there for the Texans line and this new look. Can you hold up in that way? But also, can you help them out by throwing the ball just over those guys and allowing some of your speedy guys like Tank, like Joe Mixon, like some of these folks to get the ball in space and go. Now, that's a tough ask, because there's so many times where we've had these things where, oh, this would be work. This would work. But if you execute it right.
Exactly.
And the problem is,
how many times have they said that?
What's the words that I've been?
Yeah.
There's always something, right? There's always something. And Brandon on the YouTube mentions one of the things. The offense has some tells that spotted that, you know, if the screen or if, you know, something is coming up, defenses seem to be all on top of it. So that is a challenge that exists for the Texans offense, specifically Bobby Slowick, as they move into this one. So, yeah, just a few audio clips that I thought was interesting from the Kansas City Chiefs that really helped set the stage for this game. And I'm really interested to see how this goes.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Shout out to the 936 who said Chandler Rome's tweet about Christian Walker has the word I was looking for. Progressing. We are progressing towards a Houston Texans.
You gotta be aggressive.
All right, barreling towards a Houston Texans matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Edit.
Up there in Kansas City.
Figgy.
And we'll talk more about that Chandler Rome tweet. Let's get into what's popping in H-Town, as it seems like the Astros might be, there might be another name that they possibly might add in free agency. We'll do that next.